Uhuru Park is a peaceful stretch of land on the edge of downtown Nairobi. The name means freedom, and Kenyans owe the existence of this beautiful place to the environmentalist work of Wangari Maathai. Paul Gatheru came to Nairobi 6 months ago. He says he spent many peaceful hours here while looking for work in the Kenyan capital.
After realizing that she is the person behind this park and how she actually thought about it, we could not be enjoying it as we enjoy now.
Maathai saved the parkland from development more than 20 years ago, leading demonstrations and eventually defeating the developers in court. If not for her action, Mary Wambui Mwara, a city worker here for the past 10 years, would not have a job.
In that time, there's a time that the government wanted to grab this ground to build private houses. But Wangari stand firmly and say, no, it can't happen.
In 2004, Maathai won the Nobel Peace Prize for her environmental activism, becoming the first African woman and the first environmentalist to win the award. She is also remembered for her political activism, particularly against the government of former President Daniel Arap Moi. Nairobi businessman Eliud Thigari recalls meeting Maathai during a political event at a church in the town of Thika.
We happened to meet with her, to interact with her within that church, and she told us to fight, to not to fear, to fight for our democracy. Since then, we continue to fight until just a time the government of the day allowed us to have a multi-party democracy. That was in the year 2001.
Maathai's Green Belt movement planted many of the trees in Uhuru Park. Shukri Aden says he learned to respect and love the environment while growing up, thanks to Maathai.
It's a big blow to Kenyans because we lost a very woman who is very friendly to environment. She was such an environmentalist woman. She has concerned a lot of stress in the environment. So it's just a big blow to Kenyans. We lost a very, very fantastic woman.
Kenyans say there may never be another Wangari Maathai, but her message will not be forgotten. Gabe Josselo, VOA News, Nairobi.